With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Fed's announcement on interest rates is upcoming. The widespread expectation is that it will deliver the first cut to interest rates of the year to help the job market. What will be more important is if it gives hints about more cuts coming. President Trump greeted in spectacular fashion at Windsor Castle, kicking off a two-day state visit to Britain.
The President and First Lady were greeted first by Prince William and his wife Catherine at the 1,000-year-old castle estate, and then by King Charles and Queen Camilla. The pageantry included a horse-drawn carriage procession, military honor guards, and mounted troops. Later, the President and First Lady visited St. George's Chapel, where they laid a wreath at the tomb of Queen Elizabeth II.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton says the day will be concluded with an elaborate state banquet that at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Top congressional Democrats on Tuesday have rejected a short-term Republican plan to fund the government until November, raising fears in the U.S. Capitol about a costly government shutdown as both sides dug into their positions ahead of a September 30th funding deadline. Bernie Bennett has the report.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, both of New York, call on Republicans to come to the table and negotiate a bipartisan agreement that also extends expanded tax credits for people who get their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, which are due to expire at the end of this year. Democrats voted more than a dozen times to extend federal funding with short-term clean continuing resolutions when former President Joe Biden was in office and they controlled the Senate, but now they're drawing a hard line on what ordinarily would be a non-controversial funding proposal. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Waiting for the Fed announcement, the Dow is ahead 226 points, the Nasdaq losing 89. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are depressed.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 18% of adults say they are suffering from or being treated for depression. That's up 8 points from 10 years ago, the first time Gallup started asking the question. And who is most likely to be depressed? Young people. The poll reveals that 27% of those under the age of 30 are also struggling with depression. These trends match the country's move away from religious faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, the spiritual leader of Eastern Orthodox Christians, making his first visit to the U.S. in 4 years, he met President Trump in the Oval Office this week and is also scheduled to make other appearances in the Washington and New York areas through September 25th. That includes receiving the prestigious Templeton Prize. Bartholomew is considered first among equals among Orthodox patriarchs. This is SRN News. A Taliban leader has banned Wi-Fi in an Afghan province.
It's the first time a ban of this kind has been imposed since the Taliban seized power in August 2021. It leaves government offices, the private sector, public institutions and homes in the northern Balkh province without Wi-Fi. Mobile internet remains functional, however. The official explained the measure has been taken to prevent poor morals and an alternative will be built within the country for necessities. It's not known if the shutdown is going to be spread to other provinces.
That's Charles de Ledesma, a German man under investigation in the disappearance of a British toddler, Madeleine McCann, 18 years ago, released from prison after serving his sentence in an unrelated case. The man, identified as Charles Bruckner, has been serving a 7-year sentence that stemmed from his 2019 conviction for assault. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.